FroggiesFog.com, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents, brings you the big scary news with your host, Drew Badger. Featuring the most up-to-date news and information in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, the Big Scary News features an interview you won't find anywhere else, brought to you by Gantom Lighting and Controls. And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Froggy's Fog brings you the Big Scary News.
Let me say we see what's shaking in the outer limits. Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
All right, folks, the Halloween season may officially be over, but we got a lot of news to go through. So let's get started with this from one of our fine sponsors of the Big Scary Show, Necrotic Creations. If you own or operate a haunted attraction, now is the time to recognize your haunt team for a job well done with an awesome award from Necrotic Creations. Necrotic Creations offers a variety of awards specifically designed for the haunted attraction industry. Have a specific design in mind? No problem. We can handle that. Need engraved plaques? We have you covered as well. Just go to necroticcreations.com or email us at robert@necroticcreations.com and get the awards your haunt team deserves. We have this from The Sanctuary in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. For centuries, St. Nicholas has been an all-encompassing representation of Christmas in one form or another throughout the world. His generous gift-giving during the wintertime is anticipated by billions of people, but there's a side of Christmas that we choose to ignore. What happens to the naughty? They are introduced to the doppelganger. The harbinger of punishment, the dualities of the universe cannot exist without each other. Good and evil, shadow and light, hot and cold, fire and water, earth and air. All of these forces complement each other. Such is with Santa's doppelganger. Every 25 years, the doppelganger must strategically relocate his lair. He will transport with him any evil elves who have survived his reign and create new minions, infiltrate and control all that is around him until the next quarter of a century, all in the name of punishing the naughty. This playground is the sole purpose for the doppelganger's existence. From what we have witnessed over the past week, it is overwhelmingly apparent that Santa's doppelganger has begun creating his new workshop of evil inside the sanctuary. What better place to infiltrate and possess where evil has existed for almost 100 years? Visit Santa's lair and dare to witness the unspoken dark side of Christmas coming this December. Visit www.thesanctuaryokc.com for more information and for tickets. We have this from the Misery Haunted House in Berlin, Wisconsin. It's our third annual Fright Before Christmas. Don't let this holiday get your adrenaline down. Come on out for the Fright Before Christmas, two nights only, December 9th and 10th. Advanced discount tickets are available at our ticket window. Otherwise, it's only $10 per haunt. One Christmas horror themed, one just plain horror. Don't miss out on this fun holiday rampage. All your friends are already planning on going because misery loves company. Get more info at their Facebook page, facebook.com/miseryhauntedhouse. We have news from the Los Angeles Krampus Fest. The Krampus is coming. The complete calendar of LA Krampus Fest events is now online at krampuslosangeles.com/events. The festival begins November 19th and runs through December 11th and includes a Krampus run with Austrian and American Krampuses and free after-run show at the Regent Theater, a Krampus play and film, a lecture with costumes, a Krampus ball, and performance by Krampstein at Alpine Village. While some events are free, Ticketed events, mostly pre-sale only, tend to sell out well in advance, so please take advantage of this early notice to reserve early for those events you wouldn't want to miss. Hope to see you at one of our gatherings. Get all the information you need at KrampusLosAngeles.com. Speaking of the Krampus, we have a little more news from the Dallas Krampus Walk in Dallas, Texas. Naughty children and adults, this is your final warning. The Krampus is coming to town Saturday, December 3rd at 7 p.m. Santa's ultimate helper and keeper of the naughty list pays a visit to the streets of Deep Ellum following the time-honored tradition found in many Bavarian cities on the eve of St. Nicholas Day. Festivities begin at 8 p.m. at Wits End, 2724 Elm Street in Dallas, and continues through the streets of Deep Ellum until the Krampus is satisfied. Get more information at KrampusSociety.com. We have a little convention news from Walker Stalker Con coming to Charlotte, North Carolina. Attention fans of The Walking Dead, Walker Stalker Con is coming December 17th and 18th to the Park Expo and Conference Center, 800 Briar Creek Road in Charlotte. Meet cast from the show and other shows at the biggest zombie, horror, and sci-fi convention in the U.S. Recently announced guests include Michael Rooker, Xander Berkeley, Alexandra Breckenridge, and Giancarlo Esposito. Get tickets and much more information at WalkerStalkerCon.com/Charlotte. We have some news on a Wounds, Cut, and Burns FX Makeup class in Chicago. Join I Love FX Makeup and Chicago Body Paint and Brent's Effects for this month's 2.0 class for Wounds, Cuts, and Burns. Admission is $15 for instruction only. Makeup is not provided. Please bring your own kits. Makeup and supplies will be available for purchase before and after the event. Recommended to bring bruised trauma makeup, makeup brushes, liquid latex, fake blood, and a roll of toilet tissue. Happening Thursday, December 8th at Chicago Body Paint and Cosplay, 3908 West Montrose Avenue in Chicago. Get more information at facebook.com/ChicagoBodyPaint. We bring you this news from the Canadian Haunters Association. Greetings, my fellow haunters. The CHA is proud to present our 5th annual Home Haunter Awards contest. It's our signature annual event honoring the creativity, passion, and hard work of our members. The Canadian Haunters Association recognizes all the blood, sweat, and tears that go into preparing and decorating a home, yard, garage, walkthrough, or party decor haunt leading up to Halloween. Awards are presented in multiple categories to recognize each aspect of the artistry and ingenuity of a haunt attraction. The 2016 Haunt Award categories include the Best Static Prop, the Best Animated Prop, the Best Female Scare Actor, Best Male Scare Actor, Best Rookie Home Haunt, which is 2 years or less as a home haunter, Best Canadian Yard Haunt, non-walkthrough display, Best International Haunt, includes both yard and walkthrough haunts, Best Canadian Walkthrough Haunt, which was a haunt where people walk through your haunt. To enter the contest, simply enter a video of your Halloween haunt. The submissions are judged by the previous year's winners based on your theme, decor, props, scare actors, music, and anything else your creative mind can come up with. Winners receive an award certificate, a custom trophy created by Haunted House Creations, and of course, bragging rights for being recognized by the Canadian Haunters Association with this prestigious award event. For all the contest rules, dates, and submission guidelines, visit CanadianHauntersAssociation.com/contests-2015. We have a little film news on a possible remake of An American Werewolf in London via Deadline.com. An American Werewolf in London is officially getting a remake with The Walking Dead's David Albert and Robert Kirkman producing through their Skybound Entertainment for Universal Pictures. The remake of filmmaker John Landis' classic 1981 comedic horror film will be written by his son Max Landis, who is also attached to direct. The news comes after the elder Landis and filmmaker Anthony Waller sealed a deal with the studio on the rights. The younger Landis' deal is still being negotiated. Skybound has a first-look production deal with Universal. Also producing will be Todd Garner, and John Landis will executive produce, along with Circle of Confusion's Matt Smith, Broken Road's Sean Robbins, and producer Andy Trapani, who told Deadline that he's been working on putting this together for nearly 10 years. The original film, which is marking its 35th anniversary and came from the mind of writer-director John Landis, starred David Naughton, Jenny Agutter, and Griffin Dune, and followed two kids on a hiking vacation in England who are attacked by a werewolf. Dunn's character is killed off early on, and Naughton's character starts to transform into a werewolf. The film's makeup artist, Rick Baker, won his first Oscar with it. And as always, we'll keep you updated on the latest developments. We have some news from the Indy Scream Park in Anderson, Indiana. Win $500 in free passes. Indy Scream Park is over for the 2016 season, and we really enjoyed scaring you this year, but we're not ones to just sit back and rest just because the season is over. We strive to create a terrifying environment that's exciting, interesting, and fun at the same time, and your experience can help make it even better. That's why we're giving away one final prize. Take our end-of-the-year survey, and you'll be entered to win 10 VIP Fast Passes to Indy Scream Park. Is a $500 value to be used during the 2017 season. Help make Indy Scream Park better and get a chance to win free passes to experience the new horrors we create. Take our survey at surveymonkey.com/r/IndyScreamPark-2016, and we'll announce the winner on Facebook November 30th, so make sure you fill out your survey as soon as possible. Good luck! We have a little news from the Fright Haven haunted attraction in Stratford, Connecticut. He sees you when you're screaming. He knows when you're afraid. You've never seen Santa like this before. This holiday season, join Fright Haven December 9th through the 17th for a haunted house experience like no other. Frightmare Before Christmas includes all brand new attractions, all decked out for the holidays and ready to make you scream till the new year. First, you'll make your way through Dead End Manor, No Home for the Holidays, a horrific look into one family's not-so-picture-perfect Christmas Eve. Ornaments smashed, stockings torn, and is that blood in the chimney? Who or what could have done this? Next, take a tour of Santa's infamous toy workshop in The Factory. But don't expect to find any happy elves. They've been overworked this season, and Santa's demanding schedule has caused them all to lose their minds. Will you survive this terrifying tour, escape the angry elves and rejected toys, or will you become just another piece on the assembly line? Get your tickets now, because this event will sell out. Use code CLAWS, that's CLAWS, to save $5 per ticket at the checkout via frighthaven.ticketleap.com/holidayhaunt. Get more info at frighthaven.com. We have this great news from Chris Ainsworth and the Thornhill Woods Haunted House in Thornhill, Ontario, Canada. As a haunter, it's always so fulfilling to be recognized by others for all the hard work that we put into our haunts. Today, that was taken to a whole new level. The Thornhill Woods Haunted House was honored by Sick Kids Foundation for all the donations we've raised for them over the past 12 years. Our name was placed on their donor wall just inside the hospital's entrance. This Halloween, we raised $17,000, which now puts us at $80,000 to date. I would personally like to thank all my family, friends, and those who are involved with this year's setup, teardown, actors, our supporters, and everyone in the Thornhill Woods community who donated this Halloween. Without all of you, this would never happen. We scare because we care. Get more information at thornhillwoodshauntedhouse.com, and congratulations to Chris Ainsworth and Thornhill Woods. And finally, we have a little sad news from the world of film. Lupita Tovar, the Mexican actress who starred in the 1931 Spanish-language version of Dracula that was shot concurrently with the famed Bela Lugosi version, has died at the age of 106. Tovar died last Saturday, her niece, actress Lucy Tovar, said on Facebook. Several Mexican news outlets reported that she died in Los Angeles. Tovar was married to Czech-born producer and Hollywood agent Paul Koner, who represented the likes of Greta Garbo, John Huston, Lana Turner, Ingmar Bergman, Yul Brynner, David Niven, and Billy Wilder, and Charles Bronson from 1932 until his death in 1988. Before the advent of sound in the movies, studios could just change the language of the intertitles to get their message across to overseas audiences. But when the talkies arrived, many elected to shoot new foreign language versions. For the Spanish language Dracula, produced by Tovar's future husband, Universal employed a different director, actors, and crews to work at night on the same sets and in the same costumes that were used during the day for the English version of the Bram Stoker's classic that made Lugosi a legend. Tovar played Eva Stewart, the daughter of the sanitarium owner who comes under Dracula, played by Carlos Villar's evil spell. Quote, "This was very, very difficult because I always needed my sleep, at least 10 hours. It was a complete change because I had to sleep in the daytime," Tovar said. In Michael G. Ankrich's 2011 book, The Sound of Silence, "I was actually frightened by the sets. I would go to work about an hour early and sit there and try to concentrate. It was very dark and scary. We had our dinner at midnight. We left in the morning before the English cast came in." The National Film Registry of the Library of Congress in December included her Dracula on its list of culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant motion pictures. Lupita returned to Mexico to a great acclaim to star in Santa, 1932, her country's first talking film, and later appeared in The Invader in 1936 opposite Buster Keaton, Blockade in 1938 with Henry Fonda, South of the Border 1939 with Gene Autry, and The Westerner in 1940 with Gary Cooper. She pretty much exited show business in the mid-1940s, preferring to raise a family. Tovar was born on July 27, 1910, in the town of Matias Romero in the southern end of Mexico. Her father was Mexican and her mother Irish. A dark-haired beauty, she excelled at gymnastics and dance in school and was offered a contract at Fox after she was spotted by Hollywood director and producer Robert J. Flaherty. Tovar's father did not want her to leave home but changed his mind after receiving a letter from the Mexican consulate in Los Angeles saying that it would be a great opportunity for a young woman to come to the U.S. to represent her country. She then appeared in several silent films and in The Veiled Woman from 1929 opposite Bela Lugosi. Her son, Pancho Koner, wrote, directed, and produced The Bridge in the Jungle in 1971, starring Huston, and produced several films top-lined by Charles Bronson, including St. Ives, Love and Bullets, and Death Wish 4, The Crackdown. In 1982, Tovar was honored with a Mexican stamp that bore her image, and in 2001, she received the Life Achievement Award from the Academy of Arts and Sciences in Mexico. The Big Scary Show and Big Scary News sends its condolences to the family, friends, and fans of Lupita Tovar and offers up this moment of silence. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bold juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Tonight's interview is brought to you by Gantom Lighting and Controls, gantom.com. Here we go. Hello, everybody. Drew Badger. We are live here at the Scare Fest in Lexington, Kentucky, along with Meat Hook Jim, a.k.a. the Unknown Scare Actor.
Yeah.
And we're just having a good time chatting with folks. I heard this guy was going to be here. One of my very favorite movies of all time is The Blues Brothers. Not a horror movie, but one of the greatest movies of all time. And Mr. Stephen Williams, famous for that line, 5-5, and many others there. Got to love this guy. How you doing, sir?
Yeah, Blues Brothers was kind of scary when you think about it.
scariest car chase scene in all of movie history.
Oh, it was insane. It was insane. We destroyed an entire fleet of Chicago police cars during that film. An entire fleet, a brand new fleet of cars.
Those were not young cars.
No, those were not old cars. Right, exactly.
But you've been in a whole lot of other movies since. I mean, that I don't know what your most famous role is. To me, that's always going to be my personal favorite. But you were in 21 Jump Street. You were in Supernatural. You were in Jason Goes to Hell. There's a big Friday the 13th kind of reunion out here with a lot of other folks. So, you know, what are people kind of coming up and talking to you about when people are coming up?
Well, people talk about Supernatural a lot.
That's
kind of big, right? Yeah, and the X-Files, you know, in the past. And because I'm at Scary Fest, you know, Jason Goes to Hell comes into play, you know. But like you said, I've been around for a long, long time.
You don't look a day over 49.
Oh, how sweet. I'm probably the oldest cat in the room.
But that might be Kane Hodder. Well, we won't talk about that.
No, but, you know, I've got quite an extensive resume. So, you know, people are just coming over and saying hi, Stephen Williams, sometimes, too, sure, in the middle of this. What else are we showing here? Yeah, that's about it. The biggest things were, and The Leftovers. Nobody's into The Leftovers for some reason, which was an odd little thing I did last year. Wonderful, wonderful piece.
How did you get started in this? Were you a guy that took theater in school, or did you do, like, just somebody called you up and said, hey, we're doing some auditions, I think you'd be great for a part?
It was just a stroke of bad luck, man. I just got caught up in this stuff. No, seriously. Seriously, I've never taken an acting lesson in my life. I started as a model in Chicago. One of my best friends was a photographer at Playboy, and I worked in the women's garment district. I sold women's apparel. And a lot of my clients were ad agency executives, female ad agency executives, and a lot of models came through. And
what a horrible profession to be in.
Horrible, horrible job. But they were suggesting that I had the physique to be a model. And I started out modeling in Chicago, doing a lot of photo stuff, a lot of catalog stuff. And one day somebody asked me to do a play. Guy walks in and asks me, and he says, my lead actor has fallen on a play called Slow Dance on the Killing Ground. 3-hour piece that had been truncated into about 2.5 hours, but one of the leads had fallen out. It was a three-character piece. And I went in with 2 weeks of rehearsal and did this thing and got good reviews, and it just started snowballing after that.
Excellent.
And Chicago is a wonderful theater town. It's one of the best theater towns in the States, and in the world, I think. And I just got a lot of experience on stage with guys like, you know, Joey Mantegna and Gary Sinise and Robert Guillaume, and I just started doing it. And
did you ever get to hang out with any of the Second City guys?
Oh yeah, I hung out with them all the time. I lived in Old Town. I lived in Old Town, Chicago. So I lived like 4 blocks from Second City. So I drank with John and Jim and the rest of the Second City gang, you know, for years, even before I got into acting.
Is that how you drinking
at the local bar with these guys, you know?
Is that kind of how you got in with the Blues Brothers? Because you had Second City SNL connection?
No, they just, you know, by this time I'm modeling in them. And the movie industry is coming to Chicago, and I was just sent on an audition. I was sent on an audition, and I landed the role of Trooper Mount.
Was that the first movie you did?
That was the second movie. I think Coolie High was the first one. I do believe we did Coolie in 75. Blues Brothers we didn't do until
79.
what, 79 was Blues Brothers?
79.
Okay, he's Blues Brothers expert.
The new Oldsmobiles were in early this year, and it was 1980, right. So yeah.
Yeah, so Cooley High, okay. Which is kind of an iconic film also. You know, with me, Glenn Turman, Lawrence Hilton Jacobs, you know, Robert Townsend, I think, was in it, you know.
Great director.
And Michael Schultz directed it. Yeah.
How did you get into, was it just auditions to get into the Friday the 13th franchise with Jason Goes to Hell? Or?
No, I was actually offered that role. I remember Sean Cunningham is over there, too. I hadn't seen Sean in so long. But that role came to me as an offer. Yeah, I remember that it came to me as an offer. I remember that I did not audition for the role. It came as an offer, and I don't know why. I do not know why. I think it might have been my theatrical, you know, because when I came to Hollywood, Stephen J. Cannell kept me working, too. I worked in just about all of his shows, you know, from A-Team to da-da-da-da. So I had a list of credits going, and somebody asked me to do this film. And I told them if they let me dress like a cowboy, I would do it.
That's a heck of a thing to put in your writer.
It happened, right. And I want to dress like a cowboy, right. Because they had the character looking totally different. But he's a bounty hunter, you know, and I had this cowboy mentality, you know. And at the time, you can see I'm back to wearing them. I mean, I walked around in cowboy boots and cowboy hats all the time. That was my motif. That was my, you know, trademark, so to speak. So I wanted to do that character like that, and they allowed it. They allowed it, so...
So we talked a little before we started here. You're kind of relatively new to the convention circuit. You just kind of started. How has that been for you? I mean, are people coming up and saying, I loved you in this movie. I remember you on this show.
It's
and
it kind of started with the X-Files. Kind of started with the X-Files because they're very popular. So, and I think we did like a 10-city tour, a 7-city tour. I did 7 of the cities in a tour with X-Files like years ago. And then later on, somebody just said, you know, most of my stuff, somebody comes and asks me about something. Do you do this? Do you that? Do no, call my manager. Blam, blam, blam. Next thing you know, here I am. But I like it. I love it. I get to travel. I get to meet some really, really interesting people. The fans are fantastic. They are fantastic. I mean, I've seen people show up on Supernatural conventions. Because you go with your cast, too, sometimes. You're asked to go because of the cast, because of the show. But I've seen them showing up in just such authentic costumes or sets in a scene made from toothpicks. Or, you know, they're artists. They're artists within themselves, or paintings or sculptures, you know, that just incredibly dedicated people, you know, who come out to see us.
Do you have any shows coming up that where people can meet you up in, say, the next
well,
6 months or so?
Shows, no, not. There's one in. What am I doing? I'm doing something in Amsterdam in December, and I think there's one in Pensacola in February.
Is that Pensacon?
I have no clue.
Okay.
I have no clue what they're called. Don't ask me what to call.
You just go where they tell you to go and sign some autographs.
Go. I have no clue what they call it. I'm going to get into it. I'm going to start to learn the names of these things. Like, this is called Scary Fest. You know, Scare Fest, right. I wouldn't know that. You know, I wouldn't know that going in. But, yeah, the Pensacon, I just know where they are.
And what's coming up on the horizon for you as far as acting roles? Do you have any movies coming in or anything like that?
Yeah, as far as acting, I've got a movie called The Steaklander. We've shot up in Saskatchewan. It's coming out soon. Did a little scene in It, the movie It. They're making a movie It, and I did get a scene in that. And I've just finished doing an episode of Training Day, the television series, which will be out in a couple of weeks probably. So,
very nice.
So I'm staying busy. I mean, you know.
Always work is work. That's
work
all that matters.
Work.
When you're an actor, that's what goes.
Yeah, I mean, they ask, what do you do for a living? I look for a job for a living, basically. Yeah. That's that whole audition process, still having to do that, the whole audition process.
Oh, sure.
And it's, you know, it's part of the art. It's part of the art. You go, you audition, you win the job, you go prep, and you go do the job.
There you go. For people wanting more information about your career, maybe check out upcoming appearances in Florida, Amsterdam. Otherwise, is there a website or social media where people can find you?
Unfortunately, I live in the 18th century, man. I am old school. I really am old school. I just I can't get into that social media.
You don't have people that do that stuff for you?
No, not yet. Not yet. Like I said, I go out and audition. I'm just the old-fashioned way, almost across the board.
Well, check out his IMDb page, I'm sure, if you want to get all the latest on Stephen Williams, all the upcoming stuff, great, this, that, and the other. I see you got fans here waiting.
Yeah,
so again,
I'll just keep trying to be there for you guys,
there
okay?
You go. Stephen Williams, an absolute pleasure.
I'll keep trying to be on some kind of screen.
Great to have you here at Scarefest. My name is Drew Badger for the Big Scary Show. We're out. Thank you again.
Thank you, sir.
Well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Big Scary News. We wish to thank Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, www.froggiesfog.com. Remember to listen to the current Big Scary Show for even more news and information, including the Haunt Minute, Face Your Fears, great music from the Haunt Rocker, and the soon-to-be-famous Roundtable of Terror. Get all that and more only at BigScaryShow.com. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and others. This is Drew Badger signing off for the Big Scary News.